Hey folks, it's Phil Hendry and welcome to today's Encore show. For today, the 3rd, February 3rd, 2023, here's a show I barely remember. It is from last year. A guy by the name of Nick Flame, who is a former member of my tech crew, is interviewed on the show. Nick Flame. Then Art Griego talks about flying during the pandemic. And General Shaw. General?
Yeah, I make a bologna sandwich.
Yep, he makes a bologna sandwich. How about that for a show highlight? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What a big moment. Big moment in the Phil Hendry Show. General Shaw makes a bologna sandwich. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Gray. As we speak, work is being done on the Phil Hendry Show studio. The studio at the El Pacifico in Southern California, that is along the beautiful stretch of beach of Channel Islands Beach. My God, the beauty. The marine mammal life. The beauty of the islands. What are you doing?
Bud, don't stand there pointing at your butt.
I'm just trying to have some fun.
No, he isn't. He's tried to distract me.
Yeah, I'm going to throw your ass out of here. I'm going to fire you and throw you out of here.
I'm starting to say you're going to fire me.
I'll let you do that one more time. She's recording something that's important, and you standing there going, huh.
Son, don't point at your ass. What is that supposed to mean?
What it means is I'd like Ms. Gray to butcher this up six ways to sunset.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, you're all looking like you want to get a knife or something.
You got that right there. For once, you'll
spit it out.
I'll spit.
Wait a minute. What did I tell you guys about fighting? Let go of him, Margaret. Please. Please, Margaret.
Kick your ass.
Like, she's trying to strangle me.
Hey, you want to know something, man? You are asking for it when you're doing this. Standing there, pointing at your ass.
Just having some fun.
Knock it off. And I'm not kidding you, man. Be a professional.
As I was saying,
be a professional.
Sorry, Ms. Gray.
You do it on purpose, Bud. I don't believe you're sorry.
I swear to God I'm sorry. I swear to God.
You swerve to God?
I
heard you. As I was saying...
Margaret, can I interrupt?
What?
Can we not have you putting your hands on people trying to strangle them?
You almost killed the boy.
Oh, I did not. If I wanted to kill him, friend, you'd be buying flowers right now.
God!
That's right. That's right. Read it and weep, as we used to say in the card rooms.
You played the card rooms in, down there in Commerce?
None of your business. As I was saying, the beauty and the luxury here of the Phil Hendry Studios, I say luxury, it's...
Somebody ought to take a vacuum to this place.
You got that right. But the beauty and the luxury of Phil Hendry Studios must be preserved. The working environment must be preserved, excuse me. And so, to that end, this evening, the TriCaster is coming back. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, the TriCaster is going to be reinstalled tonight. We're very happy.
Now, last night, the phone went out.
The phone went out, but we have our tech. Adam is coming in tonight, and I'm sure he'll find the reason for that. I believe it's this little black phone box that failed, but I don't know.
Now, how interesting is this to the audience that you're talking about technical matters?
I'm just telling the audience what's going on. You know, because...
Gizzy respects the audience that they have the intelligence.
Good one. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, she's making fun of me.
Well, you know what, man? I'm going to let her make fun of you. She was starting the show, and you're standing there pointing at your ass.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Yeah, you knew. You knew the show was starting. I'm telling you, man. You think, you know, you got all this kind of... I don't know, but anyway, welcome to the program.
I'm not even done. I haven't...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The TriCaster's coming back. I don't care.
Welcome to the program. So, yeah, our TriCaster's coming back in. I want to get in Nick Flame, who is one of the engineers that we've used from time to time. Nick, you don't have the TriCaster, though, do you?
No, I don't have the TriCaster. That's something that...
Adam.
Adam's got that, but I remember purchasing the TriCaster.
Now, you were with Phil, or...?
No, Phil had nothing to do with it. He just said, I want to have a video feature of the program, and so I got in touch with the people over at New Tech, and some great guys, Tony and the guys.
Right.
And we bought the old $40,000, $40,000 machine.
$40,000 of the old TriCaster.
God damn.
Yeah, it was very expensive, and... But it lasted a long time, and I don't know if he had that taken out at all, Phil, in the end.
I'm sorry, say it again?
I said I don't know if we had that taken out at all in the end. I thought it was a...
No, wait, I think that the TriCaster was serviced once, the old TriCaster was serviced once. It was a little bit more versatile than the Mini that we have now.
You don't think this is too technical?
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, I think the audience.
You I'm gonna sit down because I don't.
Yeah, go ahead and sit down there. Nick Flame was one of our original techs.
How did you get named Flame? Did kids give you a hard time about it?
Some people did. Some kids gave me a hard time. Say, here comes the flame. You know, you're flaming this, flaming the other day. In the old days, they say, but I. Didn't matter to me. Someone gave me a hard time. I'd pick him up and drop him. I'd lift him up over my head and just let it go. You know.
Oh, that's how you kick someone's rear end, huh?
Yeah, you just lift him up over your head and then just drop. You lay you dropping a bag of laundry. Someone they drop and they, ow, it hurts me. You know, but no. That my last name is Flame. It's a.
What ethnicity is that?
What's that?
What ethnicity is the name Flame?
That would be interesting to know.
Well, it's Native American.
Oh, Native American.
Yeah, Native American, but it's on my father's mother's side, and my sister. It's on my sister's side. And
well, what do you mean on your sister's side?
Just what I said, it was on my sister's, but the flame is Native American, my sister's side. I guess that means.
You'd be Native American, too.
Yeah, that's right. So I got that. But
all right, so let's getting back to the discussion here. My guest here is Nick Flame. Thanks for driving out here, by the way, Nick.
Well, I was down on Quincy Street and had myself a cocktail and so.
Yeah, I knew you were in the area, and I called up Denny and said, hey, have Nick come on down here. So I really appreciate you being here.
It was always fun to talk to you, Phil.
So the original TriCaster we had was a big $40,000 machine, and that lasted us for how long?
That machine would come in 2011 with about 9 years, I think. About 2010. So about eight and a half, almost nine years. It was a very good machine. It was a very versatile. As you mentioned, it was that thing. It had all a marvelous aspect.
Now, you know, Nick, I don't know if people can understand. Get a little closer to the microphone there.
Yeah.
So let me ask the question again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't understand the answer.
I just was asked. I asked you you were with us when we bought the original TriCaster.
Yes, I was with your company, and we bought a TriCaster, and we got a new tech, and it had a great many features. The virtual studio had a lot more versatility in that. Some people might remember that. It'd take a man a long time to run that down. Then we put in the Klieg lights here, the studio lights, you know.
Yeah, the studio lights, and those last a long time, too.
Yeah, those we got a Bobino and a Bobino, you know.
The what? The Bobino?
The Bobino.
The bulb in those?
Yeah, we put a bulb. Pulled a bulb in those. I'm sorry.
Yeah, speak a little more clearly, Nick, and we would understand it.
Yeah, look who's talking. It's people in Montaigne. No, we put a bulb in there, and
you put the bulb in those.
Yeah, we put the bulb in those, and that lasted a good 7-8 years. That one bulb name, that thing left Montaigne.
What is that?
The one bulb.
Put the one bulb in there. It lasts a long time.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So. That was part of the studio setup. So, you know, I think you got a. I think in terms of video quality, you probably have a top-notch video pain, and pain in the ass. You know the thing.
Say that again, man.
I said that in terms of video quality, you have probably top-notch tampon.
Tampon.
I didn't say tampon, Jack. I said Phil has one of the top-notch. Since Phil had top-notch video studio, of all the video studios, a lot of these people have. I think Phil got top-notch.
Top dog.
No, top notch.
Top notch.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you very much. It's great to reminisce with you about the old days we were building the studio out here. Thank you very much. You're a good man. And Nick Flame, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Nick. Good meeting you.
Very good. Don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
See you later, Nick. He's going back down to Quincy Street. Probably going back down there to have, the other night I was driving by Quincy Street, and I said, geez, what I wouldn't give to pop in there and have myself a Long Island iced tea and one of those delicious,
the Gorgonzola salad.
No, not the Gorgonzola salad.
Well, I love it.
Probably the tri-tip. Oh, yeah, they have the tri-tip beautifully done. Yeah.
Yeah, but I decided to come back here and
do whatever the hell it is that I do here.
God, look at you.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Nick. Great to, he's going back down to have some dinner. That he was our engineer when we originally moved the studio here from Westlake Village, because we were in Westlake Village, and that's kind of our mailing address. And now we are here in out here at the El Pacifico. And at some point,
now you got to tell us that you and Jackie are going to move to Sierra Madre.
We are. We've decided. Now, I grew up out there in the San Gabriel Valley, and it's Arcadia, Pasadena. Sierra Madre is just in the foothills above Arcadia, and I went to high school up there. And a lot of my friends were up there. And if you go to our Instagram account,
Phil has an Instagram. There's a photograph I think is very interesting on Instagram. If you go to Phil Hendry, it's lowercase, right?
Yeah, it's lowercase.
Because you're not verified over there, are you?
No, I'm not.
See, Phil is verified on Twitter, verified on Facebook, but for some reason the people at Instagram have a little bit of a higher standard. I'm not knocking you, Phil.
No, not at all.
Well, they have a standard that's a cut above. And so, have you applied for verification?
Bud? Yeah, we did. We have applied for verification, and we are awaiting it.
Oh, you're awaiting it. Okay.
Hey, look, man, what do you want from me, okay? You're asking me a question?
Yeah, what is the Instagram account?
My Instagram account is Philhendrie, Phil Hendry, lowercase, all run together.
All right, and on that Instagram, it's a wonderful picture of you and your friends in Sierra Madre back in the early 70s. Young people, you're drinking Ham's beer or something?
No, I don't think it was... It was Olympia.
Yeah, it was Olympia beer.
Oh, the can of Olympia that your friend Dawn is holding, and Ray Bell is in the picture. Who else is in that picture?
Well, Ron Sardisco, Jim Heck, Sarah Heck, who we lost Julio Salazar, was a friend of ours in high school. He was married to Sarah. Rest his soul. Myself, and then Ray. Did I mention Ray?
Yeah, Ray Bell.
And then there's a young lady who is this beautiful blonde girl that I remembered taking out, and I can't remember her name.
Now, this is going on like year two of you trying to figure out the name of this girl. I don't think anybody knows it, Phil.
All right, I mean, I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it was fair. Give it a rest. You know, you have a girlfriend already.
I know that. It's got nothing to do. I had to kick your ass for saying that.
Well,
I just didn't know who this young lady was. Anyway, that picture's there on our Instagram account, along with a lot of other things there.
Yeah, also, Jim Sandler is on the Instagram account, and... a lot of very interesting...
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Well, it's good. There's a lot of video clips of Phil going into character. There's some video clips of him stating his philosophy of life. The one thing that you were talking about, General Shaw took exception to.
Yeah, you know, Phil, it's all well and good for you to knock guys when their throats are a little bit too dry and it cracks. And you know I had that problem a number of years ago.
You know, man.
No. You know I had that problem.
Yeah, Mr. Henry would say, let me tell them what they were doing, Mr. Henry, okay?
Tell them what they were doing?
I mean, let me tell them what you were doing. Mr. Henry's going, yeah, if you try to sound like you're badass and all of a sudden you go, hi, my name is Bob, you better get a drink of water because you sound, you know.
Yeah, you sound like some kind of a punk.
I didn't say that at all. I said it takes away from the effect.
Well, he said that it takes away from the effect of being a tough guy when your voice cracks like that.
Well, okay, so that was directed at me.
No, it was not. Not at all. In fact, I wasn't even thinking about you when I did that. I don't know who I was thinking about when I was thinking about, you know, you hear people who are talking and suddenly they're going, yeah, hey, my name is Bob, and I'll tell you something right now. You know,
yeah, well, that's what I was doing.
Okay, General, you know, it's not about you.
Yeah, General, it's not about you. It's about guys whose throats get dry.
My throat used to get dry. Now it's, you see, now it's doing it. It's because you're getting pissed off.
Get some water, General.
Yeah, okay. Let me get some water.
So, yeah, over on our Instagram account, you'll see a picture of us. Anyway, Jackie and I are thinking about moving back up to Sierra Madre.
Well, now, you come from the San Gabriel Valley, or as a lot of you residents of the San Gabriel Valley, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, the San Gabriel Valley...
God, it's great. Back off the microphone, okay?
I'm...
A little bit, Margaret.
The San Gabriel Valley is in the northwestern environs of Los Angeles County and the Los Angeles metropolitan area, or if you will, the megalopolil, right?
What is she talking about?
Don't worry about it, old man. Get your drink of water.
Old man, you see an old man, you beat his ass.
Don't tempt me.
It's in the northeast corner. It's not really the northeast corner. It's northeast of Los Angeles.
Yes. And this is what they call the gap, the San Gabriel Valley.
Right. There's two valleys. There's the Valley Valley, which is the L.A. Valley, San Fernando Valley, and there's the San Gabriel Valley. Anyway, long story freaking short, that's where I grew up. That's where we want to move back to.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Special guest Art Griego talk about how things are evolving out there in the airports and flying. Art is a former commercial pilot. He's now flies privately, does passenger transport out of Santa Monica Airport. Anyway, Art's coming up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by...
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Why not get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website? Then you've got a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website.
That's right. You can get it for a month, or you can get it for a year. And when you do, you have 45,000 plus hours of material from the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. If it truly were world-famous, he'd be a multimillionaire by now. I guess he's working on it.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show website. How many times do you want me to say this? Get a subscription today for a month or for a year, and you'll have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
Don't start crying.
Well, it's just very difficult.
Hey, welcome back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Art Griego joining us, and we've asked people to come in studio. Very, very nice of you to join us, Art.
Well, you sent a car for me.
We did send a car for you.
You're sending it. Did you send a car for Nick Flame?
No, I did not send a car for Nick Flame. Nick Flame was here. What are we going to talk about now?
I want to know who you're sending a car for. You know,
I'm not sending cars for you guys. You have your own cars.
Well, Phil.
No, not well, Phil, anything. I sent a car for Art because, you know, he's a guest. I just think it would be nice if you
sent a car for us.
I'll send a car for you, man, to take you home, never to bring you back here.
All right, you know what? That's just one too many insults for me tonight. Good night.
What the f...
You want me to go out and come in again? No.
Hey, General.
General, he's screwing around.
I don't like the idea. Send a car and take me home and never come back.
You know we send cars for guests.
What's he doing, bud?
He's making... I've been looking at him now. He's making a bologna sandwich. Well, you don't have to tell him everything I'm doing.
Making it... Look at it. Yeah, he's using the mayo. Don't use all the mayo on the bologna.
Hey, Dickman, I'll use as much mayo on my bologna... Wow.
Art Griego with us, folks.
Well, Phil, I thank you for bringing me on your program. It's refreshing to be with you. I didn't know it. I forget that sometimes you just...
I just what?
It's not the most mature environment.
Right there. I agree with Art there. It is not the most mature environment.
Why would you say that?
When you've got a man...
Well, you got a guy in the kitchen talking about slathering mayo on his bologna.
Hey, let me tell you something, okay?
General, don't bring the mayo in here.
I'm still making a sandwich. All right. Let me tell you something. I got upset. I walked out. I thought better of it. I decided to go into the kitchen because I know Phil had bought some freshly sliced bologna from the deli. And there was the delicious wheat bread and a brand new jar of Hellman's mayo. And I'm halfway putting mayo on the bologna, and suddenly you guys start in with the bologna jokes.
Well, I mean, I was remembering the...
Talk much?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, every day. I was remembering... Well, maybe I better not say it.
Yeah, you better not say it.
Better not say what?
Don't say what... I know what they're referring to.
Better not say what?
Yeah.
It's the Steve Bozell. He took one off the chin.
Are you telling me I got mayo on my chin and I look like I took one off the chin? Is that what you're saying?
I just was remembering what Bozell said.
God damn.
Is he leaving?
No, he's still slathering it on.
Hey, what is it with you, Dickman? Are you a spy or something?
Mr. Henry, want to know if you left or not.
You want me to leave?
Hey, General, why not come in here and talk to me instead of yelling from the kitchen?
You want me to leave?
No, sir, I do not want you to leave. I want you to stay. Make your sandwich. That's fine.
Oh, I'll make the sandwich. I'm in here liberally spreading on the mayo. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you. What's the way you use that tone with me, General?
All right, I'm sorry.
Where do you go?
Back in the kitchen. Yeah, he's slathering it on.
I'm going to tell you something, Phil. I find it untenable and insulting for this guy here to keep talking about me slathering it on.
Well, that's what you're doing.
I like a liberal amount of mayonnaise on my
on your bologna.
Where are you going, Art?
I'm
going
to get up and leave. This is nothing more than a spank festival.
No, come on, Art. Sit down, please.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Let me look. Yeah, he's really got that knife in that mayo jar.
All right, fuck it. Hey.
Where are you going, man?
I'm leaving. No, you're not. Come on back. You guys keep talking about me slathering mayo on like I've got my bologna pulled out.
There is a woman present.
Margaret, I would say yes, there is a woman present, but you're leading the chorus of filth. You're leading the chorus of dirty jokes.
I've said they asked me, what are you doing? And I noticed you were still spreading the mayo on the bologna.
Look at him. Look at what a child.
Spread the mayo on the bologna.
Folks, I want you to know, every one of them are holding back a laugh, including Griego.
I would rather be called Art.
Including Griego.
It's very childish.
I know it's childish, but you're laughing too. All right, anyway, Art, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, I wanted to ask you about what you know. You got your ear to the ground. I'm flying to Florida again in a week and a half.
All right, now that's a great place to start. You're flying to Florida. Are you double masking?
No, I'm not. I'm single masking.
All right, because you've been vaccinated.
I've been vaccinated. I've had the booster, all that jazz.
Because this Omicron, I know that Omicron, fortunately, is not it's not as serious as the Delta variant. It's not putting people in the hospital who've been vaccinated. It's not putting people in the hospital who've had the booster. It's making some people sick. There's no question about it. How does this all relate to air travel? I know pilots that I know, all of them have been vaccinated, and they don't want to see anybody coming on that plane without a mask on. A lot of these people are playing it fast and loose.
Well, of course, and they shouldn't do that.
No, they should not do it. When you come on the plane, and I've heard some pilots say, you know, privately to me, and that's not with any airlines that you know.
Well, now you're spilling the beans, huh?
Well, there's a couple of guys that flew for Diego Airlines, okay, which has now been, I think, bought up by Presto.
But Diego Airlines is what?
It's an airline.
Oh, okay.
What did they say?
A couple of them said, I see a guy come on my plane with no mask on, and I'll wait till we get upstairs, and I'll DB Cooper him.
Kick him out the back.
Kick him right out the back exit, yeah.
And obviously they're not serious.
No, they're not serious, but that's how a lot of these pilots are sick and tired of these people giving them a hard time. Put a mask on and let everybody fly safe.
All right. Well, I think people are kind of getting with the program anyway. I know that they've had incidents in the past, but I think we're now all saying, you know, hey, you know.
Yeah, it's for the safety of other people, because you could be, you know, oh, do we have to talk about this? Everyone turning into a doctor? Wait a minute. I was going to say you could be carrying the virus and be asymptomatic and infected. I'm just talking from the standpoint of airline employees, the pilots, and the people that are flying us around.
So I'm flying a week from Friday. Yeah, I'm flying a week from Friday. JetBlue, my favorite airline.
Well, they have nonstops to Fort Lauderdale.
They do. They have a nonstop to Fort Lauderdale. Thank goodness for that. Love Miami. I love all my friends in Miami. I can't stand flying through your airport any more than I can stand flying through LAX. It's the same damn... God, I got off the flight at LAX, and I know this isn't really up your alley. This is more about stuff that's going on the ground. But I got off the last time I came in from Florida. I'm on the ground in LA. It's late. It's about 11 o'clock at night. I'm waiting for a car to pick me up, and I'm telling you the same. I was giving crap to the people in Florida.
They're doing the same thing in LA, man. They're getting out of their cars and walking in.
They're getting the exact same thing. Getting out of their cars and walking in. Don't do that, people. I'm not convincing anybody. But where's the general?
Yeah. He slathered it on.
Hey, I heard that. Where's the general? I'm putting the final touches on the baloney. Yeah, I'll bet you are. All right, that's it, Harry. That's a jerk-off joke. Wait a minute, okay? How much mayo do you need to put on that thing?
That's another jerk-off joke.
No, it is not, General. It's very, very simply this. How much mayo do you need to slather on that thing of yours?
Oh, man.
Margaret, I'm sorry. On the baloney.
I like a liberal spreading of mayo.
On your baloney.
Yeah, on my baloney. God damn all of you.
Come on in here with your sandwich.
All right, how you doing?
General, how you doing?
I was doing fine until I went in. I got angry at Phil because he was giving me a hard time. I went in to make a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, and you liberally.
Yeah, and
can I see that bologna sandwich?
No, you may not.
You need a napkin?
I've got a napkin, thank you.
Oh, look at that. There's a glass of milk.
Yeah, a glass of milk. Oh, man.
All right, we're talking to Art Griego here about flying. Art, General, do you have any questions?
I do, as a matter of fact. Hold on. Swallow your food. I'm swallowing.
Yeah.
Don't say it, Dickman.
He was going to say, I'll bet you are, but he didn't.
No, you did.
But I didn't say me said it.
You didn't say me said it.
All right, you got a question for...
Yes, I do. Art, Patsy and I go to Portland to visit our daughter from time to time, and we love flying on Alaska Airlines. Very, very... What would you say is the best commercial carrier to the Northwest?
Well, I like Alaska. There's no question. Great professionals, great crews. I personally like WAG Airlines.
WAG? What, I've never heard of WAG Airlines.
Well, it's a very small carrier. They go from L.A. To San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. That's it. They only do the four. They fly from L.A. but they don't return to L.A. So you have to, the problem with them is you have to book a return flight on another airline.
Well, why would I want to take that?
Because the luxury, every seat's first class. Every seat has beautiful accommodations. The price is right.
How much would it cost me to fly? It's called what?
WAG Airlines.
WAG. How much to fly to San Francisco?
To San Francisco, I think it's about $50.
$50 first class.
First class air all the way. First class ticket all the way. The beautiful seats. They've got the little pods. You can lean back.
Yeah, it's only an hour to San Francisco.
It doesn't matter. And a lot of people like that kind of comfort.
But then I got to book a different...
Yeah, you have to book a different airline coming home.
Well, why don't they just book people on the...
They won't. They don't do it because WAG Airlines treats its passengers and its employees with an equal amount of respect and insurance that their experience is comfortable. So when they fly to San Francisco, a crew, they don't want to turn them around and make them fly back. You understand? Not with passengers.
So they fly the plane back empty.
Yeah. They fly it back empty because they don't want to stress them out.
I don't even know if that's worth it.
Why would I want to fly? I don't care if it is first class and to Seattle too.
Yeah, you can fly first class to Seattle.
And then I have to book a return on a different airline.
That's right. That's, yeah.
I could see you beginning to mouth the words, I don't stutter.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So the question that everyone's asking, why would I want to fly that airline?
I just told you. It's first class all the way, private pods. All the booze, all of the drinks, all of the food is absolutely free. And the flight attendants, the female flight attendants, wear quite revealing...
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, oh, come on, man. They don't do that.
Well, it's not revealing so much as very short skirts. All of the guys wear super tight pants.
Super tight? What's so funny?
Sounds like the dumbest airline I've ever heard of.
Damn, tell me the women wear like really short skirts.
Yeah, the women, the flight attendants, the females wear very short skirts and very revealing tops. And the male flight attendants wear skin-tight pants and like sailor hats. Well, you know, you asked me to come on here, Phil.
All I wanted to do was find out about skin-tight pants and sailor hats.
Yes. Now, this is, as I said, an airline that only flies one way. Out of Los Angeles.
You cannot fly it from Seattle to Los Angeles.
No, you can't.
If I'm in Seattle and I want to fly WAG Airlines, how do I do that?
Well, you can take another air carrier to Los Angeles and then book your return on WAG.
Well, that might be worth it.
Why do you say that's worth it?
Well, I mean, the return flight is you're going home and you want to relax. I don't know. So WAG Airlines is the... That's why did we even ask this question?
You were asking, what do you recommend... As an air carrier for comfort and safety. Yeah, they've got the HEPA filters. Everything is clean. Everything's scrubbed down. In fact, while they're flying, they will often be cleaning. You can see the flight attendants going around with the sanitizer, cleaning off armrests, cleaning off the backs of seats, even while you're eating, even while you're engaged. They will, and again, some people find it inconvenient.
Well, I wouldn't want that. Well, I don't want somebody while I'm reading or I'm trying to relax, someone climbing over top of me to clean the seats.
Yeah, this is, I can't believe they've got customers.
Well, they do, because it's that comfortable.
Yeah, but they got skin-tight pants and sailor hats.
Yeah.
You're telling me, now I just want to, let me put my sandwich down.
General, you're the guy with a mouthful of bologna and mayo.
Hey, let me tell you something, Bart. I'll take it from these people, not you.
All right.
I want to know. So I'm flying on WAG Airlines, height of comfort. All the booze and food free, all the seats first class, like individual pods.
Yes, all the seats are individual pods. You can roll them back and go to sleep.
Okay. The female flight attendants have skin-tight dresses that are very revealing, whatever that means.
Well, I would think they're cut very high.
Yeah, they're very high. And they also have revealing tops.
And the male flight attendants have have skin-tight pants and sailor hats.
Yes, I don't know if I'm being hurt.
We're hearing you, Art. Something ain't adding up here. WAG Airlines, and they only fly one way.
They only fly one way out of L.A. to San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle.
And they're doing good business.
I don't know. I just know that they're very fastidious. They have great safety standards. The pilots are first rate. The service is first rate. And as I said, it's all first class. If you got to fly during the pandemic... And you're going to San Francisco, Portland, or Seattle.
Out of Los Angeles.
Out of L.A., yeah.
I can't believe they get customers.
I don't either. Well,
I don't know, but
I would love to call them and...
Got
to
call them up, make a reservation, just find out, you know?
Yeah, but then I got to find my way back from San Francisco. I guess rent a car and drive back.
Yeah, you could do that.
What a waste of money. You fly to San Francisco, then you got to drive 8 hours back to L.A. by way of car? Jesus.
Art, thanks a lot. I got more than I bargained for with this interview. Talking to Art Griego, folks, about air safety, air comfort during the pandemic. Thanks a lot, Art.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, yeah.
I get the car over here.
Yeah, I didn't mean to kick you out, but...
No, it's okay. I'm ready to leave.
Oh, we give you the creeps, huh?
It's kind of creepy around here. Yeah.
What's that about?
General, forgive me, but you're sitting there giving me a hard time holding in one hand a mayo-slathered bologna sandwich. The other hand, you've got a glass of milk. Your glasses are on crooked, and you're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Anybody around here want to make another comment about my bologna?
No.
Anyway... All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, folks, before I go, this is Art Griego reminding you for a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show. You get all kinds of material from the radio show, the digital show, to the video casts. You also hear all the great Art Griego bits. I've been on this show for many, many years, from the very beginning, going all the way back to Miami, when my name wasn't Art Griego, it was Steve Nichol, and that's a whole other era. But anyway, with the backstage pass, you get all of that and more, including the video, including the TV pilots, radio and television interviews, a lot of miscellany, video casts, Phil casts, different individual audio bits, character clips, and of course the home movies of the Henry family. It's there at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get one for a month or for a year. Settle back, strap yourself in, and hang on.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, the best value online other than porn. I ought to know. I go hunting for both.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Ruben Gallego is here, a man that I don't think we didn't promo your appearance here, Ruben, because I didn't know that you were going to be here, but you're doing an article on the Phil Henry Show for Bulge magazine.
Yeah, I asked Mr. Gallego, is this kind of a joke or something?
No, it's not at all. Bulge magazine means what? Well, Bulge was originally a magazine that was going to deal specifically with the radio television world. But as things began to change, and as podcasting, and as you call it, Phil, digital casting, as well as the netcast, whatever you call it, podcasting, netcasting, as that became more in vogue, why, we thought it might be interesting to start talking to podcasters. But Bulge represented the eyes and the ears of the... Well, Bulge magazine started out as a television magazine. It was a magazine reviewing television programs as well as made-for-television films and certainly much of the streaming content on Netflix, Hulu, and like that. But we found, especially when we were hearing different podcasters and individuals who had been in the radio business, such as yourself, Ms. Henry, we started listening to the programs they were doing. We thought it was quite interesting. And so we began to feature the podcaster of the month, and that's why we are talking to you.
Right, I understand that, but what does bulge mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bulge is the eyes of the average television viewer. When you're seeing something interesting, the eyes bulge out.
All right, I see that. Yeah, that reminds me of what your father used to say to you, Phil.
Yeah, my dad used to say, if you keep watching all that television, your two eyes will meld together. I mean...
Did he talk about being a cyclops?
He did. Did your dad say that?
Oh, yes, yes. That was very common among fathers, I think, in that era, the 60s and 70s, saying, you keep watching all that television, and the two eyes come together and bulge out as one. It's like almost like a cyclops. As like a cyclops, yes.
So you've named this magazine...
Well, I didn't name it. The magazine was named by Estelle Gardner, who was the founder...
What is her name?
Estelle Gardner. She was the founder of Bulge. And
Bulge, I'm sure.
No, and I can see the young man. You probably think I'm referring to something in the pants.
Well, let's not humor him with that kind of... never mind. Bud, knock it off.
Sorry.
Bulge magazine, about how the eyes bulge out if you watch too much TV.
Yes, but also when you're seeing something interesting. However, as I said, we began to expand away from covering television and started covering some podcasts and so on and so forth. So that's why I called your good man here, Mr. Dickman, to come out and interview you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And we can do the interview when we're done here, but is there anything that you would ask me about now?
No, I would simply say that I noticed that you broadcast or digicast. Now, first of all, I'd like to ask, you call it a netcast, right?
I do call it a netcast because I think podcast sounds too limiting and small.
I understand. Now, this environment that you're in
It's the stains on the rug and this dirt hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's the way we like it.
I've talked to Phil about this. Hey, you know, are you in? Are you reviewing his show or the, you know, the cleaning lady? I just noticed that there was filth.
You know what? I came up in the radio world where the studios that I worked in, we didn't clean them every day. We didn't vacuum them every day. We give a good cleaning and a good vacuuming to this studio once a week. What you see in there is some cobwebs.
Oh, okay. I thought there was some sort of filth that... And that handkerchief you're holding to your nose. I just want to make sure that I'm not...
You're not going to get infected with that. You know, if you want to... You know, why are you not wearing a mask?
I told Dickman that I'm double masked.
Yeah, but you really should be wearing a mask if you're around us.
All right, well, I put that on. How's that?
That's fine, fine. For your own protection.
I think you said you're double vaxxed. You've also had the vaccine.
Yes.
All right, so I think I'm safe from you.
Well, yeah, I think you are safe from me. But again, as we have been told and as we know from... I don't make this into the COVID show, but, you know, people can be asymptomatic and carry this disease.
Not if you've been vaccinated, Phil.
That's not what I heard. Anyway.
Yeah, see, it's very confusing. But as I said, I came here to interview you, and I'd love to do that.
And you want to interview me about the podcasting?
About podcasting. And segue from radio into the podcasting world. I think it'd be quite fascinating.
Ruben Gallego is with us. He's from Bulge Magazine.
Well, I mean, tell me, I can't laugh.
What is the... So the joke is that Bulge... represents something in my pants. Is that it? That's what he's laughing about.
Well, you have to understand, Mr. Gallego, it's a very unusual name for a magazine.
But no, I just explained it.
No, I know that you mean bulge as in the eyes bulge out when they're watching.
See, you're laughing, which causes him to laugh.
I know you mean the eyes bulge out when you're watching a TV show.
Yes, if you see the cover, here's the cover of my, what does that look like? Oh, I look at the bulging eyes on the man.
Yeah, he is. He's got a sandwich. Look at that, General.
What are you trying to say? It looks like me?
Well, he is. He's holding a sandwich with a glass of milk, and he's looking at TV.
With his eyes bulged out of his head like he comes from another planet. You say that looks like me.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, there was a bit of a resemblance there. Not the eyes bulged out, but the sandwich, you know.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's we do the interview. We can wrap up here. Thank you, Mr. Gallego, for making the drive out here.
I was wondering, Yes, I wish that you'd send a car for me, but I think I'd much rather be driving myself, if you don't mind.
No, it's fine. So we'll retire here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and let Mr. Gallego interview me here. And okay.
Yes, that one's interesting.
It is. All right, so anyway, thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced.
Let me say something. We're cutting out early because we've got a TriCaster that's being put in. I heard all about your TriCaster. I'm interested to see that.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you later.
Yeah, we'll see you later. And yeah, I put a lot of mayo on my bologna. My bologna.
Oh, my God. See you later.
Well, I'm staying, right?
Yeah, no, you're staying, too. Yeah.